FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An economist says the formation of the Government of National Unity and an end to load shedding are some of the factors that have led to South Africa's credit rating being revised. Rating agency Standard & Poor's Global revised South Africa's outlook from stable to positive. S&P says increased political stability following our general elections could boost private investment and GDP growth. In 2017, South Africa's sovereign credit rating was downgraded to junk status due to political instability. Dr. Azar Jameen says the review is good news for the country.
And this is all providing business and investor mood with confidence that South Africa's economic growth will improve and that as a result, government tax revenues will rise. And that, of course, improves the financial stability of the country. And it leads to interest rates being lower than they would otherwise have been.
Police say they'll continue to perform their duties at the Stilfontein mine in the Northwest Province, where illegal miners are underground. Yesterday, the Gauteng High Court ordered that the mine shaft be opened to allow emergency personnel to treat the zamazamas. The court ordered the illegal miners must be allowed to exit the mine and non-emergency personnel should not enter. National SAPS spokesperson Athinda Mate says three illegal miners resurfaced yesterday.
All those who resurface will continue to be assessed by emergency medical personnel on site. Those that are in good health will be processed and detained. Those that require further medical care will be taken to hospital under police guard.
And abroad, strikes by the Israeli army have killed at least 20 people in Gaza. Officials say the deadliest strike killed 10 people in the Bureij refugee camp in central Gaza. Four women and three children are among those killed across the war-torn Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, three suspects have been arrested after two flares landed near Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence in the central town of Caesarea. Your top story this hour. An economist says the formation of the GNU and an end to load shedding are some of the factors that have led to South Africa's credit rating being revised. Rating agency Standard & Poor's Global revised South Africa's outlook from stable to positive. You can find more on these and other stories by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.